In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. A search and rescue operation is underway for a missing hiker at Colorado National Monument near Grand Junction. Officials say 66-year-old Jim Fuchs left a note on Monday indicating he'd be hiking at the monument. His car was later found at a trailhead. RTD bus drivers say the agency is not yet ready to safely collect fares. Since RTD waived fares back in April, most people have been boarding buses through the rear door in order to curb the spread of COVID-19. RTD plans to start charging for rides again next week. Lance Loganbon is president of the drivers' union and wants RTD to require passengers to wear masks.
If everybody wears a mask, we're all protected. If one person gets on the bus without a mask, that bus is potentially contaminated.
RTD says it can't enforce a mask requirement, but it will hand out free masks to passengers. Oil and gas opponents have a new campaign to increase Colorado's drilling setbacks. CPR's Sam Brash reports they hope to get the proposal on November's ballot.
The measure mirrors an initiative that failed in 2018. It would ask voters to approve a 2,500-foot buffer between occupied structures and new oil and gas wells. And Lee Foster is one of the activists behind the effort.
We feel it is our duty to continue to fight to protect our children and our homes, and therefore we will not give up now.
But it won't be easy getting the proposal before voters. The group needs almost 125,000 valid signatures by early August, and it hopes to get many of them over the internet, which Governor Polis allowed due to the pandemic. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And still ahead, on Tuesday, Democratic voters will pick a candidate to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Former Governor John Hickenlooper has more name recognition and the backing of powerful national figures, but his opponent Andrew Romanoff is betting on an insurgent, progressive wave. That story in 10 minutes. A severe thunderstorm watch for Metro Denver and Colorado Springs. That's until 9 tonight. Expect lows in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, a thunderstorm and 73 degrees in Denver, mostly sunny and 81 in Ouray. This is CPR News.